You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
That's right. Welcome in ESPN 102.5, the game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. It is Chase McCabe here on a Thursday night. I know you're going, wait a minute, it's not 10 o'clock in the morning. Nah, we're leading you in to the Eastern Conference Final, the NHL, of course. Camberry Trotz and company with the New York Islanders stay alive against the Tampa Bay Lightning. You'll find out at the bottom of the hour when we turn things over to that coverage. So we thought, all right, there's 30 minutes. What could we do? Well, Chase, he likes to dabble. He likes sports betting, and sports betting is coming to our state very, very soon. No later than November 1st will it be here. So I went to Ryan Porth, our program director, and I said, Ryan, it's time I educate the people. Give me this 30 minutes, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little sports betting, and how this is going to work is I want your participation. I want your questions. Now, I don't pretend to be the know-it-all guy for sports betting, but I know a good amount, and I've done a lot of research when it comes to how it's going to affect our state. So if you have some general questions, it can be as simple as, Chase, what does the line mean? What is the spread? You know, some of the terminology. That's fine. There are no dumb questions on this show tonight. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. You can hit the text line or call in, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Or you can just tweet at us at 1025 The Game. I'm at Chase on Game on Twitter. I put it out earlier for some questions, and so got a few in already. So just get your questions if you have some, and we'll also pick some games before we get out of here. So first, a little history of how we got to this point. You probably know that sports betting has been around for a long time, and you've had to mainly go to Las Vegas to get it done. I mean, Nevada has been the only spot that you could do that, go to the sports books. And if you've never been to Las Vegas, I highly recommend it. It is so much fun watching games from the book, as they say. Got to do that for the first time about a year and a half ago, and hope to do it again very, very soon. I'd love to do an NFL season at the book. But the Supreme Court made the ruling that it wasn't a federal law anymore. It wasn't up to the federal government. They left it up to the states to decide if they could have sports betting in their municipalities. And so in 2019, back in the spring of 2019, April, May, it was approved in the state of Tennessee, signed by Governor Bill Lee. Now, the difference is there will not be a brick-and-mortar sports book like you're used to seeing in Vegas. It's all going to be app-based. And I think this is cool. It's in Vegas. You can download the apps. You can bet around Las Vegas through the different sports books. And I like it. I think it's really cool. And that's what we're going to have here. And so I look forward to that starting next month. They hope to get it done before November 1st, but it's going to be no later than November 1st, which is what they've said. Now, the Tennessee State Lottery is running this right now. They are the ones that are going to operate it. And so they went through this process of different entities applying for a gambling license, and there are four apps/sportsbooks that are going to be available once this all starts. Now, they have not officially been announced, but word on the street, there are some names that you know, and then one that is local. So DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, those are the names you know that are pretty much rumored to be the big books that are going to be a part of this. And then another one that is local, Action 24/7. They are the only local one that is going to be involved. And so I think that's going to be cool to have a piece of Tennessee as a part of this. So DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, Action 24/7 are going to be the books, not officially announced, but pretty much you can chalk it up. So what happens then? So once it's legal, once everything launches, what do? Well, you figure out which app you want to get. And a lot of you are probably going to go, all right, well, I know DraftKings because I already play Daily Fantasy. FanDuel, same thing. BetMGM, oh, the MGM Grand, you know. And then Action 24/7, they have actually been doing a lot leading up to this, which is how you know they're going to be involved. They have done some free contests that you can be a part of, which that's another thing that you've seen once this was ruled that the states, you know, could make it on their own. You've seen like Fox do their Fox Pick'em or whatever it is. Sunday Night Football has some props and everything that you can do. So Action 24/7, you've been able to do that already. And then if you sign up, I know they're giving some bonuses away, which is pretty cool. And DraftKings, FanDuel, all of them are doing the same thing. So after you get your app downloaded, you loaded your account, so you decide how you want to get your money into the account, and then you go and you look at spreads and you make your picks. And so, you know, a spread, for instance, like we'll get into some games, but just to give you, for those of you, and I know a lot of you are sitting here going, Chase, I know what you're talking about. Some don't. So I'm trying to help out. So if you see like tonight, for instance, Cleveland is a 6-point favorite against the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday Night Football. So if you want to bet that game once it's good to go after November 1st, you can decide, all right, do I believe that the Bengals can cover that spread because they're getting 6 points? So that means that they can lose the game, but six or less. Cleveland has to win the game by six or more. If they win by six exactly, that's what they call a push. So that's essentially a tie. How I was explaining it to somebody the other day and how my dad actually explained it to me when I was learning was you just look at it as Cincinnati's up 6-0 to start the game because they're getting 6 points. So, and then the over-under, which is the total score, is 44. So you either think it's going to be above that or below that with the total points. So you would pull the game up, you make your selection, you say, all right, I like Cleveland -6. I think they'll cover that. Pick the amount that you want to bet. Boom. There you go. It's that process is going to be simple. And I think that is what people are looking for, especially the novice bettors, the ones that are just jumping in there and learning. And the cool thing, too, is the state is everything's going to be how it is in kind of a trial period for a year. And then they're going to reevaluate and see what works and see what doesn't. More books will come in. I mean, this is just the beginning of this process. So what questions do all of you have when it comes to this? And sports betting. Let's go to Twitter. So Nate says on Twitter, for a new bettor, the most gambling I've done is scratchers. Where would you start out betting on the spread, prop bets, etc.? It's a good question, Nate. What I would do and what I did when I first started is I just bet the spreads. I just kept it as simple as possible. Now you can do the money line, and the money line is straight up. You're picking a team to win outright. So, like tonight, for instance, I'm going to reference this game a lot because it's the one that's coming up in the NFL. The money line is +210 for Cincinnati, which means that if you bet, $10, you're going to win $21 on that bet. So there's a profit to be made. If it's minus, then you obviously don't win as much. But Vegas feels that Cleveland is the favorite, which they are, and so they feel like they have a better chance to win. But what I would do starting out is just bet the spread. Just be all you got to do is win against the spread. You'll hear that term a lot as we talk about this. So that's what I would do, Nate. Prop bets are fun, but you got to be and you can start there, but you got to be you got to know. I mean, you got to know stats. You got to do some research. Whereas if you have an injury report, you know the weather. Obviously, home field advantage is a little bit different this year. That doesn't factor in as much of where the game is being played, but you'll see, like in college games, if it's a neutral site game, that's going to change the line some. But that's how I would do it, Nate. So hope that answers your question. Wayne says, I understand what lines are for games when labeled as -6.5 or +3. how do I interpret lines that are labeled as minus 150 or plus 1500? Okay, so that's the money line. So if a team is minus 150, they're viewed as the favorite, which means to win $100, you have to bet $150. Now, you may think, okay, well, what's the point of doing that? You still win. Like, you get, if you bet $150, you'll win $100. You get your $150 back. So you profit $100, but $250 is the net coming back to you based on the bet. If it's plus 150 or plus 1500 is what he said. But if it's plus 150, you bet $100, you win $150. So that's the money line. And a lot of people like to do that. A lot of people, including myself, a lot of people like to do that. Because they can, you can win, obviously, you know, more, and you're taking a bigger risk, but that gives you that thrill, kind of adds to it a little bit. Another one, where do you place your bets? Again, those apps coming, middle of October or around November 1st, no later than November 1st, according to the Tennessee State Lottery. So that that is where you will place your bets. Here in the state of Tennessee, there are other third-party things, you know, offshore betting that you can do, but we're just sticking to the state of Tennessee right now. Or if you go to a state that it's already legal and already up and running, like Vegas, Nevada, you can do it there right at the sports book. Which, if you really get into this and understand it, going to the book is a fun time. 615-737-1025. On Wilson, our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, a texter asked about what is a positive or negative rating or betting odds, and that's what I just was just talking about with the money line. So I hope that answers your question. We got a call. Let's go to the phones. Josh wants to weigh in. Josh, welcome in to ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, thanks for letting me call in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw something from Todd Furman a while ago. I know a little bit about sports betting, that he said kind of like the structure that the state has set up makes it harder in Tennessee, in that where traditionally, say, a minus 110, the state built into where it would then become a minus 120. Is that true, or is that
– Yeah.
Do you know how that's set up?
Yeah, Josh, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a very, very good question. So that could be in play. There is a 10% hold that the books have to adhere to. In Nevada, it's 5%. So that's why when you see those numbers, so like if the line tonight in most places for this game is when you pull up, and I have BetMGM pulled up right now. So it says +6, -6, +6 for the Bengals, -6 for the Browns. But under it, it has a number that says -110. That's the price. So like I was explaining with the money line, the same rule applies, that to win, I have to bet 110 to win 100 on that. That's because there's a hold that is 5%. In Tennessee, with it being 10%, that number is probably going to be minus 120. So you're not going to win as much on the bet because of state laws and a certain percentage having to go in different places. That's the way it was explained to me. That's the best way I can explain it. There are probably other people that can give you a better explanation, but that's the simple version of what that means and why in Tennessee. And there are several different things that are out there that are going to be, you know, are going to be difficult in the first year. Now, I think they change. I think as we learn, because, you know, the lottery, they're learning about this. The legislatures, they're learning about this. So it's going to be a process. So I do feel like that this is going to change as we go along, which is going to be a good thing. That's what should happen. But it may be different than you're used to if you are a veteran bettor, so to speak, in another state or offshore. You might see some things and go, oh, well, this is not what I'm used to. Like, for instance, for those of you that aren't familiar with a parlay, my buddy Rick Merritt, who's listening, he knows what a parlay is. A parlay is when you take a bunch of single bets and you put them all together into one big bet. Now, you can win a ton of money doing it that way. But let's say, for instance, that you use this game tonight and that was a part of a 14 parlay. And so you took the Browns -6. In this 14 parlay, most of the time, like if they win by six, that's a push. that doesn't mean that the parlay counts as a loss, because you either have to, it's all or nothing. That just means it's a push, and so it's taken out of the parlay essentially, and then it becomes a three-teamer. There is a proposal in Tennessee that would say that it's a loss, which I've never seen that before. I hope they change that. I think that's a bad rule. But again, these are the things that they're kind of learning as we go along, that they're hoping to change and evolve and all of that stuff. So that's some of the basics of sports betting. And we're going to try and do, that's one thing that we talk about on Darren Donick and Chase. We do Pick Six. We have Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports that's joining us every week now. And we're going to try and help educate you on all of this as it happens in, you know, hopefully about a month, a little over a month here in the state of Tennessee. When we come back, again, taking you up until Islanders and Lightning coming up at the bottom of the hour, Chase McCabe hanging out with you. We'll actually look at some games, make some picks, have a little fun here on the Chase McCabe Show is what we're calling it, but betting edition here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, it's going to be Tampa taking on the New York Islanders in the Eastern Conference Final. Can the Islanders stay alive? We'll hit that game before we get out of here. Chase McCabe again, teaching you some betting, making some picks. And, of course, you can hear me as a part of Darren, Donick, and Chase every day, 10 to 2 here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. All right, so let's look at some of the games. We'll start with tonight's game. The Cleveland Browns -6 against the Cincinnati Bengals. It is a home game for Cleveland and the Battle of Ohio. There's some intrigue here because you have Joe Burrow that's playing in his first Battle of Ohio. Of course, he's from Ohio. There's obviously the intrigue there. Was that Ohio State transferred to LSU? Baker Mayfield and the Browns got shellacked by the Baltimore Ravens last week, but you got to look at it and go, it's the Ravens. So that's not really all that surprising that happened. So what about this one tonight? -6, the over-under is 44 if you're so inclined. When I checked about 30 minutes ago, the public was 56% in on the Bengals. That coming from the Action Network. So the public likes the Bengals tonight. I've read some experts say they think Cleveland gets it going. Burrow looked shaky in his debut, even though they had a chance to win, and he did. He made some good plays, but he made some rookie plays as well. A couple of nuggets for you when it comes to the spread. Since 2015, the Bengals are 43-37-2 against the spread. That's 53.8%. Just a comparison, in that time, when Tom Brady was the quarterback for the New England Patriots, the Patriots were 63.3%, 57-33-3. That's the best in the NFL. That's why I brought up the Patriots. So there's just a little bit of a comparison. The Browns, though, they are last in the league in that time span, 29-51-1, 36.2% against the spread. 2019, though, Cleveland went 5-10-1. Cincinnati went 6-10-0. So kind of right there together in the last year. What I look for with this game, and some advice for you, whenever you're looking at a game, kind of look at the weather. Is it a Thursday game? Short week, obviously, but the injury report is always a good place to start. And when I pull up the injury report, yeah, Geno Atkins is out for the Bengals. That's tough. But Cleveland, you got Jack Conklin that's questionable on the injury report. You have Kevin Johnson, a corner. He is out. You have Greedy Williams, of course, has been out. So Jarvis Landry, who's a big target, is questionable. So I kind of look at those things. But I'm going to be honest. I almost took this in silly underdog picks, and I wish they had. I'm with the public. I like the Bengals tonight to cover the 6. I like the money line +210. I think they win this straight up. Joe Burrow gets his first NFL win. It's an upset, but give me the Bengals tonight. That is what I would do. A couple of other games that we will hit before we get out of here, just real quick, and then I'll get to the Titans. Falcons at the Cowboys. The Cowboys were a 3-point favorite last week against L.A., opening their new stadium. Of course, they did not cover that. L.A. won outright. The Cowboys, once again, are the favorite. 4 points. The over under 52.5. I don't like the over in that game. Dallas was 9-7-0 against the spread, 56.2% last year. And the Falcons were 500 at 8-8. They were a 1-point favorite against Seattle at home last week. Seattle won that game. I like Dallas to get it done. I think that Dak gets this offense going. They were opening a new stadium. It was obviously a tough pick last week, but L.A. had a little extra hype, even though there weren't fans there. They were opening up that stadium. And so I kind of feel like, and it was close. Dallas had a chance to win. There was a questionable call. I just don't buy the Falcons either. Even after last week, especially after last week, I should say, I go with the Cowboys covering the four, laying the four, as they say. So that's what I would take. Now, the Titans and Jags. Couple of stats here. Jags are +8. The Titans, a huge 8-point favorite at home. Since 2018, so under Mike Vrabel, the Tennessee Titans are 18-17-1, 51.4% against the spread. They went 10-8-1 last year. When they are favored, 7-9-1, not great. 3-5-1 when favored at home, definitely not great. They went 5-5 against the spread last year against Tannehill. But here is the stat that you should mark down that stands out to me. When the Tennessee Titans are at a rest disadvantage, which means a short week like they're playing on, they played Monday night, under Mike Vrabel, they are 5-1-0 against the spread. That's 83.3%, the best in the National Football League. But with all that said, Corey Davis has the hamstring. He's banged up. You saw the report earlier today by Adam Schefter of ESPN on A.J. Brown. He said Titans wide receiver A.J. Brown missed practice today with a bone bruise in his knee that is jeopardizing his availability for Sunday's game against the Jags and possibly beyond, per a source. Brown is likely to be week-to-week with his knee injury. Tannehill looked good, not great. He won't have all his horses, it seems. 8, that's a lot. I think the Titans win, but I think the Jags cover. So if you bet the spread on that one, I would take the Jags +8 in this matchup. So a couple of NFL games, handful of NFL games for you. That's going to do it for tonight. We'll turn things over. The Islanders +155 tonight on the money line. I know that's juicy, but I think Tampa closes it out. I hate that for Barry Trotz and company, but even though I picked the Islanders, I think I picked with my heart. That was probably not wise. Tampa goes to the Cup Final to take on the Dallas Stars. That's going to do it. Join Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and yours truly tomorrow, starting at 10, right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.